Thank you for calling customer service. You use Jay. How may I help you?
Yes, I just received my Target bill, and it has two charges from your company on it, and I have no idea what it is.
Okay, well, let's see. Can you provide me with your zip code? Let's see what's going on.
46323.
46323.
Correct.
Okay, and what's the first last name?
Linellyn, Linellyn. First name, last name, Miller, Miller.
Okay. And verify that address for me, please.
6930 Tennessee Avenue in Hammond, Indiana.
Okay. All righty. Okay, I see your account, and it's an account for a foot massager. You would call ordering a foot massager?
Okay, and that was, excuse me, $49.97?
Well, let's just clear up the confusion on that. The $49.97 is actually a membership payment to a gadget club where, in the beginning, where you did order that free gift, which would have been that foot massager, where you only paid the shipping and handling. For the 745, and you have been enrolled into that club and billed within 48 hours after signing
okay,
up.
Okay, I had absolutely no inclination, nothing, when I ordered that thing, even remotely indicated I was getting into any club or there would be any $49 enrollment fee. I am 75 years old on a fixed income, and this is not, I know, there's no place that it says that. No place that it says that there's going to be any other charge other than the shipping and handling for this particular item.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I send the thing back to you and get rid of all of this?
No, ma'am,
because
you
don't. Because I refuse to pay that.
Well, ma'am, you don't have to send that back to us. That's actually a free gift like it was. You can keep that if you would like. We can see what we can do for you right now. I mean, we're running a promotion for the Gadget Club of 35% discounting.
But I'm sorry, what I'm trying to tell you, though, is I don't know if you look at that website, but there's nothing anywhere that indicates that there's going to be any other charge. Because I certainly would not have done it getting myself into a $49.97 charge. Because, like I said, I live on a very fixed income.
Yes, ma'am. I completely understand. And I know
all right,
sometimes.
So, how do I make this go away?
Well, let's see. We can go ahead and have it canceled out so you won't receive any future charges from that.
But I'm stuck paying this $50, this $49.97. I'm stuck with that.
Well, ma'am, we, as a courtesy, due to the confusion, understand we want to extend out a 35% refund for it.
35%? What's 35% of 50?
Let's
so
see.
I'm still out 30 bucks.
Well, I can reach out to a
would
supervisor.
It be a better, yeah, would it be a better idea if I just get a hold of AARP and let them investigate this?
No, ma'am. That's not necessary.
And I don't mean to be sounding harsh, but this scares me that stuff like this happens to old people.
Yes, ma'am. I completely understand that. Well, just allow me just a moment. Let me consult one of my supervisors, and we can see what we can do, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, ma'am. I did consult my supervisor. We went over all information. And as a courtesy, because normally we don't do this because normally sales are all final, but as a courtesy, knowing the confusion where the terms and conditions were not read, you didn't see them So what we're going to do is extend that full refund for you, okay?
I really appreciate that. And could you have someone take a look at that? Because, again, I'm smarter than the average old person, and I did not see it. I would not have done it had I seen it. So it is a little bit switch and bait kind of thing.
Well, sometimes it's not like right in front of you, like straight just the sentence where it can explain that. It's at the bottom of the page where it says terms
and
conditions.
But being candid, do you understand where this is not cool?
Yes, I can completely understand that.
It's just not cool.
I completely understand that. And just before we go, I'm going to make sure we get everything done completely for you. My screen blinked out on me, so the account went away. Just refresh my memory about the zip code, and let's get this pulled back up for me, okay?
46323.
Okay. Miss Miller. Come on, computer. There we go. So we're going to cancel this out. All right, we have that refund going to you, and you'll see that within 3 to 5 business days, and I have your cancellation number once you're ready for it.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, so that cancellation number will be C, as in cat, 258-190-184.
Okay, C as in cat, 258-190-184.
Correct.
And what is your name, sir?
My name is Jay.
Okay, Jay. You've been very helpful, and I really appreciate that. But do have them check into that because, like I said, it's shady.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay? All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Kylie Cousins. You have a safe and wonderful day.